I mentioned already last week, but I'd like to go into the oimek of it today. The Korban Oimer is Bomen HaSa'irin. Korban HaSa'irin. The interesting Korban, the Korban Oimer, the Gemara Menachos Lachayim at Beis, says that normally in Korbanos, Machshava Pazelas, you have a Machshava Shalom Lishmo, you have a Machshava. Different various Machshavas than possible Korban. The Gemara Menachos says that Machshava doesn't pass the Korban Oimer because the Korban Oimer is be'etzem a davar she'ein eroi la'avoida. The chiddushu. It's a mechudish, the kiparsha, it's not coming to be mechaper. Rashi explains the Minchas Oimer is on, what does it mean, not roi la'avoida? Because Minchas Oimer is from Se'orim ve'ein akruya elo la'avoida zu la'hatir. And it's not coming to be mechaper on anything, because as such that it's brought from Sa'irim, see what that means, but as such that it's brought from Sa'irim, it's not roi to affect the kapara in the conventional sense of korbanos. So what's the point? What's the purpose of the thing? It's just coming to lahatir, because as we know, the korban ha'imer is matir to eat from the new wheat. Right? So that was nishrash after the previous Pesach. Right, so the Korban Oimer is matter. It's also until the Korban Oimer. The Korban Oimer is matter. Okay. So that's Pashtus. Why is it that it's not Roy L'Kapara? Because, like we, it's called cool. Sairim is a Michael Bain. Right, Sairim is a Michael Bain. So now you have to know. So what then, according to Rashi, is this Gemara telling us? On the one hand, it's not Roy to be a Korban, it's Mechapa, because it's Michael Bain, it's Bomen HaSairim. But even though it's an inferior, it's brought from an inferior thing, which is a Michael Behema, but nonetheless, bringing this is, there's an Isser of Chadash, and bringing this is Matar, the Isser of Chadash. That means, this whole, the Se'orim, the Michael Behema of Se'orim, is a Reyesa regarding perfecting Kapara, but on the contrary, that is the way, specifically, that the Torah dictates to bring the carbon of Oimer with Sairim in order to be Matir Yisrael, to be Matir Chadash. That's something that we might want to understand. If it's an inferior thing and you don't brought it, was felt the Torah? What was missing if the Torah would have said, bring it from something more respectable? Why dafka bring the Oimer from this Michael Behemoth to be Matir the Yisr Chodesh, right? If for some reason it's pastnish, it's not Roy to bring from Sairim, so don't bring from Sairim. Why would God be being Matir? Does the Torah specifically say to dictate that the carbon Oimer has to be from Sairim? How do we understand that? And what is it, Mechayev Asal Derech HaAvayda? Now there's another carbon that's also Bomen HaSairim. And that's the Minchas Kanoyes, right? If a guy is Mekakinu, he steer the thing, that his wife, a Sofik Saita, right? So then also, she brings a carbon, among other things that happen to her, she brings a carbon, and the carbon is, I mean, it also comes Menasairim. Comes Menasairim. Now that carbon is also, Rashi explains, there is also not coming to be mechaper on anything, it's coming to be mevarer. The carbon is coming to be ratzo. Is she, is she not? That's what that whole thing is. It's coming to be mevarer. Culture happens to be machshava does pasal there. If it's not coming mechaper, why does machshava pasal there? So Rabbi Kiveger already brings the Gilyan HaShasta, Xerus HaKosov of Chatas Kari Rachman, of Etzim, it's not mechaper, it's just Xerus HaKosov that machshava happens to pasal. But the aside, it's a Michael Behema. A korban from a Michael Behema should not affect the kapara at all. But a Saita brings it. Why does she bring it? So that's a Mefurshe Gemara and Saita Dafyu Dalar Amid Aleph. He also saw Maisa Behema af korban a Michael Behema. She with this nose did a Maisa Behema. That's labeled a Maisa Behema. Therefore, she brings a carbon that's a Michael Behema. So there we understand at least the Se'orim Shavoy a little bit better than we would understand this from the Oimer. Now, from the fact that these are only, the two only carbonists that come in a Se'orim, so there must be some commonality, there must be something or shaykhis between the two, that for the same type of a reason that this is min HaSe'orim, that's min HaSe'orim. So again, I'd like to understand what the Yisod of it is and what the Chaymus Alvavus is, what's that Mechayev Asla Maisa. In our understanding, you learn these things in Chumash, It's meant to it's not just meant to amass, accumulate encyclopedic knowledge. It's meant to learn the Chumash. It apply, even though the specific parsha doesn't apply to you, but the yesod shebay that you see of the Torah, what the Torah expects from a person and how a person is supposed to conduct himself, that you do learn from all these things. Now, so again, and we have to understand, like we said, how do you have the chiluki dinim to be matir? It's enough to Michael Behema, to be mechaper. It's not. What's Michael Behema? Why this? Why not? So first, let's understand what it means, Maisa Behema. The person, the bria of Adam, is ruach, is nefesh chaya ruach mamalalom and the nofach midilei nofach. It's the Eibishter gave the a person. There's a certain built-in kedusha inherent in a person that a person has is a bar. It's called a bar das ruach mamalalom. Means he can talk. Speech is not. He can talk. For example, the Chazal say that when Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim. The deep peh was in Golas. Well, the Jews couldn't talk in Mitzrayim. They could talk in Mitzrayim, right? But dibur isn't talking about do you have laryngitis. They didn't have a year's worth of laryngitis in Mitzrayim. That wasn't the issue, right? Dibur is an external expression of the das nimi of what you have, the koyach haseichel of a mensch. The Torah gives a way to take that koyach haruchni, the seichel of the mensch, related to this world and connect with it to this world. That's the koyach hadibur. Takes from the inside, and that's the expressing what's outside. The yisod of the bria of what a certainly a yid is das. We'll see what that means. But the simple taich is any. It's not just you have knowledge. That's chachma. It's not just bina. You have not only objective knowledge but deductive knowledge that you can be maven dover mitoch dover. That's all true. But the ultimate step is chachma bina das. Right, the ultimate step das is chibur. Right, v'otam yoda es chav ishtoi. The idea of das is chibur, that the chachma, the bina, the yiras Hashem, and the raivus of the ishtoi that a person becomes aware of. It's not just that in his mind, in his seichel, he's cognizant of it. It means it becomes part of his pnimius, meaning that he's dictated by that. What makes his motor run is this das of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's Adam. That is the bria of Adam. We'll show it later, Mefurish. There's a Gemara. You might know it because there's a niggin with the words. But there's a Gemara in the Nedarim Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Right? The Gemara is talking about Das, and the Gemara says the following: Didabei kulabei, deloibei mabei. Right? Didabei kulabei. If you have that, you are a mensch. I got some mensch. You're some person who is mufal, a person who works. Al pi das didabei kulabei. That's the positive side. Udeloi dabei. You could be a universally acclaimed doctor, lawyer, or whatever the other American brother's dream is. Right? You could be any of the above. Mabe. Efes echad gadol, one big garbage. Nothing. A mensch is defined by das, by that what controls him, that his pnimius is controlled by das, by the chibur to the Rabbeinu Shalom of that comes from internalizing and making a part of you the chachma and the bina. That's the yesod of a mensch. Hostas, you're a mensch. You don't have it, mabe. You have nothing. So that's the yesod. That's the yesod of a mensch. Al yedei being mafnim, internalizing the chachma and the bina, the metzias of a person becomes a metzias that's run by, powered by das. How does one get to that stage? The first step is yiras Hashem. The first step is yiras Hashem. If you have the first pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Aleph, pasuk Zayin, yiras Hashem reishis das. Okay, it's pretty clear. Yiras Hashem reishis das. Rabbeinu Yonah their taiches. Rabbeinu Yonah there teaches it in a very simple way. He says, you need Yiras Hashem, you have to value the Chachma and the Das and realize it's not just Talmud 101, right? It's that you're learning Torah, the inherent Kedusha of Torah, the Torah is Be'etzem, literally a Dvar Hashem, right? If you value the Torah or mitzvahs properly, so then you will realize how important it is and you'll internalize it. But if you don't have the Yiras Hashem, to realize that God is controlling every single aspect of your life, whatever happened, happens, and will happen, right? So then you won't value properly this Chacham Nebina, and you won't internalize it, you won't make it. Okay, look, there's Tifer Atayche, but that's the Pashtas, our Rabbeinu Yoyin Atayche. That's the Metzias of an Adam. The Metzias of an Adam is a Bardas. He's Muf al Kol Kulay al Yedei, is being Mischaber to the Chachma and Musar. That's Adam. What's a Behema? A Behema has no Das. A Behema isn't Muf al Pi Das. A Behema doesn't make decisions al Pi Das. It's all, the right word, instinctive. It acts by instinct or impulse. Call it whatever you'd like. It's by instinct or impulse. That's meaning whatever it wants. It sees this, it wants this, it has this type, it has this rod, so it does that, it does this, it does that. That's all. That's all it does. It's all by impulse. That's what we're talking about over here. What's a Maisa Adam and what's a Maisa Behema? A Maisa Adam is a Maisa dictated by Das. The Adam equals Das. A Maisa done through and with Das, that's a Maisa Adam. A Maisa Behema is a Maisa which is done impulsively. For Taiva, just, yeah, go, chav. Did you think about it? Did you consider it that there's an Eberster? That doesn't enter the picture. It's totally by Taiva. That's the difference between Maisa Adam and Maisa Behema. And Maisa Adam and Maisa Behema. So by Saita, it's Poshet, why it's called Yosasa Maisa Behema. Right? There's halachas, right? There's halacha, there's a thing called Eshesish, there's a parsha of Arayas, there's all of these things. What's the znus? The znus is a pasha. Taiva ran after taiva. That's impulse instinct. That's base instinct. That animal instinct. That's animal. That's a maisa behema. It's not a maisa which was filtered through or run by das. That's a maisa behema. Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is also a similar idea. Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, like I mentioned before, the dibur was in Golos. What does the dibur mean? As dibur in terms of an expression of the koyach of seichel and das, it didn't exist by Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was the spitz taiva, was the spitz mokem of taiva of gashmias, and Klal Yisrael was bottle legamre to Mitzrayim. So they were devoid of this at all. They were devoid of this at all. So now. Comes along HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the Nisim of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamzu, Gevaldike things, in Shiras Hayam, Vayaminu Bashem, before the Shira Vayaminu Bashem, of Mamaisha Avdoi, they're Gevaldik, they're Mishtabit to the Rabbi Nishalayla, we would think that's a pinnacle of a Kirva to the Rabbi Nishalayla, and nothing bad can ever happen. And nothing can ever take them down from that pinnacle, from that high level. And the next day it happens. After Kriyas Yamsuf, they went below Mayim and they're complaining. Where's the word? What are you complaining? 1 minute ago. Vayaminu b'Hashem b'Moshe Avdei, Ogezok Taganza Shira. And now, immediately thereafter, you're coming and complaining. Under Rabbi Nishalei. It's that Rabbi Nishalei. Vayaminu b'Hashem b'Moshe Avdei. That's Vayaminu b'Hashem. In the Taiches that they say already, the reason why they attained that level was totally through the Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which were Chutz L'Derech HaTeva. The Nisim of Chutz L'Derech HaTeva per se, those things alone, that means a person can be you can be so overcome and so in awe of something that you see that you're totally, oh wow. That you have that in cults or whatever, but here they saw the whole the nisim of chutz l'derech hateva. They saw this ball. Wow, this has got to be it, right? But it's all external at this point because you don't have the das inside working. If it's all external, so when it's gishmak and you have the nisim and it's saving you and things are going good, gewaltig. The second it appears in physical, you're still in physical terms, in behemoth terms. In physical terms. The second there's no water, you're complaining. Because it didn't come, the Vayaminu Vashem, Vayisha Avdai, it didn't come from an avoda, from an internalizing and making and being engraving in their das, in their etzem ruchni is the being, the yiras Hashem and what the Rabbi Nishalolim is and what the Rabbi Nishalolim dictates. It was all coming from his spineless of what happened. So now this happened like that. So that was good until the next day something the other way happened, right? Because that's not what is. Why is that? Because Klal Yisrael was lacking das. Klal Yisrael is impulsively. If you see something gevaldik, you're going to go after that something gevaldik. So they aminu b'Hashem u'mashavdoi. But if that's where it's coming from, the other thing also happens. Okay, that's why Klal Yisrael at that point in time was in a matzav of. That's what it means. Klal Yisrael at that point in time was in a matzav of. Bang! Something happened in Yitzchus Mitzrayim. We'll see what it is. But this was shown to them for a reason. All these nisim that took them out, they piled something. Perhaps, I mean, Mistama, to give them the clay kibble that later on, when they are oivid, if they will take what they saw and internalize it and make it apart. But at this stage, they weren't working with das. Das they only got to by Matan Torah. They weren't working with das now. They weren't working with das. You could have it like this, you could have it like that. That's the aside by Yitzchus Mitzrayim. That's why, when do you get to it? That's what Sefiras Hayomer is, you get to it at the end. In all cases, when you have the number 7 in Torah, the number 7 symbolizes, represents completion, when you're getting to a tachlis. When you're getting to a tachlis. Shabbos, right? Yom HaShviyi is Shabbos. Yom HaShviyi is Shabbos. What do we say in davening Friday night? What Shabbos? Tachlis Shamayim V'aretz. It's the end, and it's the completion, and it's the tachlis. Tachlis also in the sense of purpose. The seif masim machshava tchila. The Eibishter wanted Klal Yisrael should be in this matzah of a Shabbos and a kirvah to Rabbi Nishol. In order to have that matzah of Shabbos, you have to go through the first. But the goal, the game plan is, right, to get to the shvi is the completion. That's the shiva shavuos of spheres, the same thing. The game plan of it, that the Ramban already says, the Chinuch speaks this out, the tachlis of taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim was for Kabbalah Satorah, obviously. It was for Kabbalah Satorah. This was a work in process, right? This was a necessary stage where they were holding. But that stage of the completion, where it's the Adam HaShalim, the Adam who Adam who is Mufal al Pidas is what the Torah wants from Adam to be, that they only got to with Sphira. Which already tells us a little bit what the Avodah of Sphira is, but that's this idea. So that's why the carbon that they brought by the Reiner, right? Chitim is a Michael Adam. Sairim is a Michael Behemah. So the first thing we can understand now is the Darga of Klal Yisrael at that time was like a Darga of Maisa Behemah. Was like a Vayaminu Bashem of Maisha Avda. Yeah, what happened next? Right. So the matzah, the level of Klal Yisrael at that time was a Darga of Behemah. So the carbon. So that's what the carbon is. But we still have to understand. Okay, so that's true, but. What's this? So what, you're bringing a carbon to show that you're a behemoth? And furthermore, how is that matter to Yisro Chodesh exactly? Right? How is showing I'm a behemoth matter to Yisro Chodesh exactly? Right? So Bishlem Shtei Alechem is Gevaldik. Shtei Alechem comes from Chitin by Shavuos. They got to a darga of Adam, and Adam is now bringing a carbon. Right? Adam is now bringing a carbon. And so the Taichim that is. For the Taitch of that, we'll start with a maral. The maral in Tveres Yisrael per Chofei. Zok the maral azoy. Lekach hoyo hakrovos oimer betezayim nisim min asoirim. Shehasoirim heim gufniim. They're physical, they're chomer. Ki heim Michael behema. The korban ze b'yoyim rishon shel sfira. Here's the key. Ki haguf hu mucham lekabel madregas haseichel. Ki haguf hu mucham lekabel madregas haseichel. Vachule. Ulekach. Hayoim harishay min hachamishim. The first day. Yesh kan hakrovas ha'oimer min hasa'oirim shehu maichel chomri. Kineged noisei ha'toyre shehu hascholas ha'toyre. It's the kli. Ubiyom chamishim shu atzeres, ozay kravta. Then you have shtei alechem in achitim, Umaychachitim hu roi la'otam hasichli befrat. Meshamru behayrias chamishan dvar biyofim la'talmud oichel paschitim. What's the hesber? Enochin ha'mi, Chal Yisrael at that time was a matzah of them. But there's a big difference between Chal Yisrael. The maises at that time are maises of behema. Right? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out of Mitzrayim. What happened here? It's now a Maisa Behema. A person, need, what is a Maisa Behema? Maisa gives you the need to eat, gives you the need, the drive to do that, right? So then now you're doing it just whenever you want. There's no Matzorim, there's nothing controlling you. There's no Das that's governing what happens. But what? But you know, everything that you have, I would call it, there's a Chaymer and a Tzura. Right? There's the Chaymer, there's the Kli, and the Tzura, what you make it into. Or in another sense, there's the container, right, and what you put in the container. Das by itself, without the physical world, is nothing in this world, because the person was created to be in the physical world and act, right? What was given to Klal Yisrael with Yetzias Mitzrayim, al af that at that present time, their matzah was a matzah of behema / sa'irim, was you're given now the box. You're given now the kli, right, the bekayach, I would call it, with which you can use later with the das will be able for you to use that kli, and that's how you will that's how you'll navigate this world, that's how you control it, that's how you work and control this world. So it's the chaymer for the later tzura, it's a hachana for that. The carbon of the aymer is taka wasayir now, ramaisa behema. What's the inyan of being makriv the aymer? The Sairim is the chamrius of the world, right? You're taking the chamrius of the world and being makriv, the chamrius of the world, to the Rabbeinu Shalom to show what we're holding now is a Maisa Behema, but we're not Behemas. We understand that we have a long road to go to get there, but the path on which we put ourselves now is the path to use this physical kli that was given to us to be the kli in which we're going to put the Ruchmius of Das. When we get there, that's the carbon of the Eimer. That's what the Maral says. That's what the Maral says. Why do we bring this? That will carry the Torah. You have to put the Torah, the Das. The Kli, the Chaymer in which it's going to exist, is the Guf. Right, so the Netiyas of the Guf are, that's where the Torah is going to exist. So in other words, right now we're in this stage, but we're mishtabed, we're cognizant of the fact that we're working towards getting Das. This is where we're holding now. And you're makriv that to show that this is what the world, the physical world, with all the instinct and everything else, an impulse, is meant to be used for Torah, to be governed and ruled by Torah, but it's something that has to be there. Right, so they're being meshabed that will be, this is the kli, this is the noisei ha-Torah which you have before the Torah comes, as the Maral calls it. As the Maral calls it. We also understand we also understand a couple of things. Number one, the relation to the matter of the Yisr of Chodesh, for example. New wheat, right? New eschatshas of wheat. It's usher to eat until then. So how does bringing this carbon ha'aymer of sa'irim matter it exactly? How do we understand that ashkafically not just technically? Yeah, that's the thing. The taich has a very tifa taich. The halach is, what do you call it? It says usher lehangas ve'aylam b'lay bracha. Why? Before the bracha, it's before the bracha, it's a shamayim shamayim l'Hashem, and after the bracha it's nasa l'bnei adam. Right? It's yours for that purpose. What allows you to make use of the world in a bracha? What do we see? It becomes yours to use only with your hakara that it's the Eibush that gave it to you for a purpose. Right? That's what a bracha is. That's what every bracha is. That's what we call the matir of a bracha. It's also to eat their Rabbeinu Shalom saying, "What's matir you to do it? It's a bracha." Because you have to express the fact that you realize that this is all from the Eibush. The Isra, here there's a hischatshus, there's new wheat that happened. It's a cycle, it's brand new, like starting from scratch from Pesach. It was Nishrash after Pesach. It's new. What gives you a heter to carbon ha'omer? What's the carbon ha'omer? The carbon ha'omer is, I realize that anything in this world, taka, now the sa'irim, the behemah, the physical things in this world, I'm makrif to the Rabbeinu Shalom. They're all here for me to use, not as an end in itself, like we would see if you look outside in Western civilization, but it's meant to be a means to an end. It's meant to be the noisei in which you'll put ta'ir. Right? The noisei ha'ta'ir, which precedes the ta'ir, leaves the lashon of the moral. That's what it meant to be. Ah, so you say it's all here because the Eibishter gave it for you to be used for them. Now you can eat it. That's Matir Yisrach Lash. That's Matir Yisrach Lash. That's. So after that, was all said and done. Now, after that was all said and done, I happened to, the Mikra, come across that basically, knowing all this, it's Kimat HaMefurash Rambam. It's a Mefurash Rambam. There's a Rambam in his Hakdama to Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam in the Hakdama to Pirush HaMishnayos, and there's a Haitzah of Moisad Rav Kook there, it's page Kuf Tesvov. The Rambam is Marach there. The Rambam says that every physical thing that was created in the world is all for Tayalas Adam. And he goes and he has interesting kashas, poison. Why is that something that you eat it and you die and why is that Tayalas Adam? And he explains, okay, fine, that's it. And then he says like this, Chokru al Tachlisa Shalom Adam. So everything in the Briya has a Tachlis. What about the Mensch? What's the Tachlis of the Mensch? Quote, Umatsu. Ki tachlisoi poel echad bilvad, the tachlis of a person in the Bria, the mahus of the mensch in the Bria is one, ubishviloi nivra. And for that thing, bilvad, the person was nivra. Ushar pa'olov, and everything else that a person has a kayach to do, heim lekayim amidosoi, kidei shi yashlim boya poel ha'echadahu, are all for the purpose of that thing. Ha'poel hazehu, drum roll. Right? What is this poel hazeh? Letzayer benafshay hasoidos hamuskolos veladas haamitus al pi sheheim olov shehadeya noisein das noisein sheshov v'sheker liyos tachlis. To say that the tachlis of Adam is for achila and shtia v'ila, or to build walls and build big buildings, that's the das tells you that's narishkeit. All of these things are external. Mikrim mischadshim lo yosifu al kaychay apnimis. They won't help for the kaychay apnimis of the match. V'oid, and more than that, in that doesn't make Adam different than the rest of the Briyas. In most of these things, achila, shtiya, these things, mishtatef hui roiva bruim. That can't be what makes the Briya of Adam unique. It's the chachma that will add and build the chachma hapnimis, again pnimis. V'tatik oisei, it will take the etzem mensch and move him mimailas buz, from a mila of being down nothing, lemailas kovin. Sheharei, and here's the whole maral in five words. Sheharei haya ha'adam before das. Bekoyach, v'chazar Adam, and afterwards with us bepoyel. Oya Adam bekoyach, and he becomes bepoyel. V'ha Adam kaidem, more than that, v'ha Adam kaidem sheyaskil v'yeda, before the person gets this darga of das, nechshav kebehema, v'loy nivdal mishar min chayes. Ela behi goyen shehu chay, with the seichel that he lives. Shehu mitzayir, what's the seichel? Shehu mitzayir lenafshay ha-muskolos. He's mitzayir in his mind, the muskolos, what the world is supposed to be, letzayir nafshay achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole thing. And the other chachmas you have in the world are just to train you how to, just to you meet mediums to think. But the main point is just to get to the das, achi yagia ledaso. Basically the Rambam said it all. The Rambam said it all, that the whole idea of the thing is to become it from the Koyach al HaPoyel. What's the Bepoyel? The Bepoyel is Das Aliki Das. How is that? You know, a person has, we don't think, I don't know if we're used to thinking in terms of Dimyon, the Koyach HaDimyon, of imagination in in a positive way or in a whatever, you know. The koyach ha'divin is a mayridika thing. It can work la'toiv la'mutav, but the tzad ha'toiv of it and the way it's a work is, what does it mean? When you, if I could understand, right? I can understand that if X and Y happen, then you have Z. I can understand that. I can understand it a million times over, but it's not part of my psyche. It's not part of me. It's something that I happen to understand. That's outside. What's the koyach ha'divin? The koyach ha'divin. If I saw something, for example. If I saw something that happened that was important, it'll be engraved, it'll be in my mind, and it will never leave my mind. It will never leave my mind. I know my father told me he grew up in Litta then, and he lived in a shtetl where the Chazanish was an Edom in that shtetl, and the Chazanish lived there for a little bit after his chasna, and he learned b'chavrusa with the Rav Moshe Rosen and Ezra HaKadosh, learned with the Rav b'chavrusa. So my father said, My father told me he remembered seeing them go to learn Vitzvei Malachim Gein and Gas, like two Malachim were walking in the street. I made a cheshbon after my father must have been about 6 years old at the time. How do you remember it? The Chafetz Chaim says in a few places, because something that's important to you, the picture stays. It's your reality, the picture that stays. If I explain to you a million times that A, that X plus Y equals Z, there's no, you don't have a picture. Kozman, it's not a reality by you. Yeah, you know it. You know it, you'll forget it. It could be, it won't be. Something. How do you make it a reality by you that something, the impression will stick, it'll become a part of you? That's the entire benafshe with the koyach ha'dimyon. That's where the koyach ha'dimyon comes in. I so believe in this and so understand it by internalizing it. In my mind, it's real. It's a reality by me. You can believe in the Rabbeinu Shalom. But if it's reality by you, wherever you go, you see the Rabbeinu Shalom is running everything. That's a tune, that's a picture that is that's a picture that is in your mind, in your das, and that's what the Rambam stresses all the time over here. That's what the Rambam stresses over here, that he should mitzayer lenaf shoyamas muskolas. Muskalas are seichel dikke things, but you have to be mitzayer them benafsha. You have to make it a reality. You have to make it a reality. How do you? It has to be. You have to dwell on it and think about it so much. Internalizing means it's a reality that I see this. I saw the two rabbanim going to learn. I see the world is the Eibishter's world for us to do this. It's a mitzias by me. So then, when you conjure up that mitzias and you live with that mitzias, that's das. And that's what controls you. So now you just want to add the end of the thing. The end of the thing is, what do we find? Now, there's the halacha is that the carbon of, we explained that even though it's a Michael Behema, it's iron, but the carbon, it's matter to Yisr Chodesh, but it's not Mechaper. Why is it not Mechaper? Because Mechaper is tshuva. Where does tshuva come from? Tshuva comes from the pnimius. Tshuva comes from the depth of the person himself. Klal Yisrael wasn't yet in a matzav where the depth of them was tshuva-able, right? So it's not there. Okay, so that's why it's not mechaper. Okay, good. So that's the carbon of Eimer. So we understand, on the one hand, it's not mechaper, because tshuva is the pnimius and they're not held by that targ of dasiyat, but midechisa, it's matar chadash, because it's a declaration of what road you're on, that you're using the world for avay decision. Comes Shavuos. Now what's the halacha? Enochin, now you are matir to Yisr Chodesh. Are you allowed to bring carbonus? Are you allowed to bring carbonus from the new wheat? The answer is no. You're not. What's matir the carbonus from the new wheat? Shtelech. Shtelech has to be from the rishis, and afterwards, only after the shtelech, and then can you bring it? Then can you bring it? What's the pshat? So we touched. What is it for to bring karbonis for kapara, to bring karbonis in the mikdash? Karbonis have to do with the pnimius of the person, right? The person is being mocked with himself, ki yud, we shall even say with the taitch of karbonis. That has to do with the pnimius. Klal Yisrael was not on such a darga now. So whatever they could matter, granted, we said a declaration of intent, we're here because the world is for us to use, we're going to use the world, v'chule. That's all true. We're going to use the world for this. But where are you holding now? Right now, you're not holding in a pneumiastic amount of that you can affect the pneumias and be bought something for kapara. That's only when you get to that darga of das, which is by shvuas. Then the shleil lechem is matter that. Okay, so that's this whole union of behema and things. What do we learn lemaisa for sfiras ha'omer? Sfiras ha'omer. What, by the way, what's sfiras ha'omer? We're going to take another minute because it's the yisoidistic thing. In other years, this was the whole thing. There's a meridika sava kabbalah ha'omer. What's ha'omer? The ha'omer is a sfiras ha'omer. It's a measurement. Every other mincha is called by how it's made. Minchas marcheshes, minchas machvas, minchas marfatanu, minchas this, minchas that. Soilus. The shir. Here's a meridik. Without going into the whole shtickle Torah, it's kedai to learn up that ksav ha-kabbalah well. But the aside of the Lashon Omer is you find by an eved. It says don't overwork the eved. Don't be mishabed the eved. Loisis amer. That's the shayrish ayimem reish. Omer means being mishtabed. The days of Sfiras HaOmer, HaOmer connects, it's called Omer, that the Shiras HaSfiras HaEif, it's called particularly Omer here, because what are we doing? Every day of Sfiras HaOmer, more Yiras Hashem, you're Meshabed yourself to Rabbi Shalala more. And every day of Sfira, you build on the previous day, HaYoim Yoim Echad Shneim Shloisha, that more and more and more and more, every day is built on the next one. Until after the Sheva Shavuos, on the 50th day, you get to the Darga where you got to Sheva, you got to the Tachlis, you know, now you got to that point where you're totally Meshuvah to Rabbi Yishlom, a.k.a. Das. A.k.a. Das. That's the Avodah of Sheva. That's the Avodah. That's the Avodah of Sfiras HaOmer. That's why one of the answers, the Rishayim said, otherwise some of them, but the whole thing, why do we count the days that passed and not how many days are left? Right? But the Chinuch says an interesting thing, Ayin Shom, but the Levisa, the Levitis, it's very good because it's the increase and the more and more being Mishnabat to the Rabbi Shalalim. You have to go from a Darga of Behema, right, to become the Tachlis Shemayim Varas, to become the Tachlis of the Bria, to be the Adam with Kabbalah Satira, the Adam who has the Das, who has his Dimi, he sees it's a reality. Yerushalayim is not just something you learn and something you physically, you seichel wise understand. It's something that you live. It's something that you are. That's the idea of what it is. And that's the avodah of Sfiras HaOmer, is to take the kli that was given us on Pesach, the Bekayach, the Noisei HaTorah, and to fill it with Torah, to become, it should taka be, that the Torah, and once you have the Torah, once a person is working al pi das, his taivas and the instincts and everything else become instincts of Torah. Because what's running everything now is the das. That's the darga. That's where Klal Yisrael went from Pesach to Shavuos, and that's our avodah during Shavuos.